Greetings, friends. Welcome to Enki Tales from the Past. This is Nanaya, daughter of Babylon, high priestess of Inanna, and wife of King Nabu. Though I am but newly come to the throne, my lineage stretches back to the very first humans, blessed children of the Anunnaki. Your struggles weigh heavy on my heart. Take comfort, friends. You are not alone. Even now, we are working to bring justice and stability to every corner of every land.
Hello, listeners. My name is Mario Portella, author, editor, and producer of this audio drama. Before you listen to today's episode, I bring you awesome news. Now, the full epic saga of this podcast has been expanded into novel form, a book with new details and adventures on every page. Consider this the ultimate director's cut edition of the audio drama that has captivated legions of followers. I created it not only to add an extra layer of support you can give to the project, but as a real extra where your support is rewarded by a really detailed lore and adventure tome created just for you. Feel the dramatic moments pulse with even greater nuance and excitement. This is the next step on the journey, the full flowering of a spectacular sci-fi universe. Buy your copy on Amazon all over the world. Just search for Enki, The Beginning, Book 1. And now for today's episode, have fun.
This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This audio drama is authored, edited, and produced by Mario Portella.
Of most cities have long used serpent iconography to represent both my lord Enki and his treacherous brother Enlil. But in truth, these are depictions of the great dragons that inhabit the home planet of the Anunnaki. Lord Enki is signified by the plumed and golden serpent, a creature of wisdom. On the other hand, Enlil is portrayed as a venomous giant flying viper, an apt symbol for the dangerous scaled beasts of Nibiru that Enlil favors. This distinction gives me an idea. The recent attacks bear the hallmarks of Enlil and his followers, and I have no doubt of this. Ever since the mind probing ceased, unrest and tumult grew among the human flock. I am sure that some humans still worship Enlil's power. Perhaps if we can identify those humans bearing Enlil's serpent symbol, it may lead us to the culprits, and eventually to Enlil's whereabouts. I know what I must do. Leaving my husband Nabu to maintain order in Babylon, I set off on a journey to enact my plan. My path leads me to the great temple of Eridu, resplendent in its honors to Enki. A passionately devout crowd will be gathered here. As their priestess, for my personal contact with Enki himself, I feel compelled to share insights. But I have my own plans as I journey to Eridu. I know my course is clear. I must journey to spread this message of insight in the hopes of uncovering leads on our adversaries. After packing provisions and donning my travel robes, I make my way out of Babylon while the moon is still high in the night sky. My husband Nabu will manage affairs in the capital until my return, and I hope he is able to appease the suffering of our wounded people. The lush floodplains of Sumer eventually give way to barren deserts as I follow the rising sun. We take shelter from the unrelenting heat in whatever oasis we can find. At night, the howls of jackals and beasts haunt the darkness outside our camp. but I do not waver from my path. After many leagues, the dusty walls of the holy city of Eridu finally appear on the horizon. Already, crowds have gathered at the huge ziggurat temple for the ceremonies. As I walk among them, the people bow and reach out to touch my robes. So great is their reverence for me as priestess of the Anunna people and Queen of Babylon. The scent of incense wafts through the air as I make my way through the great temple of Eridu. Intricate murals depicting the Anunnaki's arrival from the heavens adorn the walls, reminding us of their divine gifts of knowledge. My steps echo on the marble floors as worshippers bow reverently at my passing, interrupting their prayers to watch me reach the altar. As High Priestess, I am honored in these hallowed halls, but my mind is occupied with darker thoughts. The recent terrorist attacks on Babylon show the violent lengths Enlil and his followers will go to in order to disrupt the unity between Anunnaki and humans. I fear this is only the beginning of their insidious plans. For too long, the Anunnaki have been plagued by infighting and jealousy. This discord has now taken malicious form, with Enlil and his allies striking unseen. The Lady of the Greatest Heart, my beloved Inanna, considers that we must be sure to be safe than sorry on the long run. But proving this connection with Tiamat has proven maddeningly difficult so far. According to Anunnaki scholars, Nibiru was once home to massive scaled beasts of immense power and intelligence known as Mushusu, or dragons. Enki's sect bound to the large yet gentle golden dragons as symbols of wisdom. However, Enlil's clan favored breeding the smaller but vicious black serpents that swarmed the wastelands. Perhaps therein lies a clue. The golden serpent and black viper have become symbols in human culture for Enki and Enlil, respectively. If we can identify humans bearing Enlil's viper emblem, it may lead us to the perpetrators of these attacks. Ascending the steps, I turn to address the masses. My voice rings loud and clear throughout the temple. People of Eridu, we have endured grievous wounds unjustly inflicted upon our brothers and sisters in Babylon, but wallowing in fear and doubt will only strengthen the hand of our enemy. Murmurs ripple through the crowd at my words. They can sense something momentous is unfolding. The time has come to take fate into our own hands. We must seek out and capture the vipers poisoning us from within. For only then can we end this scourge and forge a lasting unity. The people break out in fervent cheers at this call to action. With Enki's blessing, we can overcome any evil, I remind them. Our faith will be the light to guide us through this darkness. O Father Enki, help us in our need.
O Father Enki, help us in our need.
Reveal to us the answers we must heed. Calm the tempest and still the brothers' feud. Guide our footsteps on the path of good. Reveal to us the answers we must heed.
Guide our footsteps on the path of good.
Brothers and sisters, children of Enki, too long have we suffered the shadowy blows of the serpent Enlil without response, our loved ones lost, our grounds desecrated, our labor and mission in peril. But no more. The time has come to act, to take fate into our own hands and shine light on this viper's den. My voice echoes with divine purpose across the hushed crowds. They lean forward intently, hanging on to my every word. Enki has gifted us with knowledge and free will. Yet for too long we have allowed the serpent's poison to paralyze us with fear and doubt. No more. By the wisdom of Enki, we shall track down the viper-marked cowards who hide behind these terrorist acts. We need to entrap those bearing the black viper mark. We need to be the hands of our protectors. Passion swells in my breast, and I raise my arms up to the heavens. With Enki as my witness, I vow to you that the next attack will be their last. When next the vipers bear their fangs, we shall grasp them and follow the slithering trail back to their lair. A roar rises from the crowds, fists pumping the air. They are stirred, awakened from their stunned slumber. Our cause has found its fire again. I lower my voice, steady and severe. Enki has charged us with capturing the serpent-tattooed men alive. He has answers we need. The path will be difficult, but our faith shall light the way. Will you join the quest and spread the word? The devoted cry out, eager for this renewed purpose. Together, we will expose the root of this evil in Enki's name. After my rousing speech, enthusiasm and commitment shine in the eyes of the devoted followers. The searchers set out on their quest filled with newfound purpose. For the sake of Anunnaki and humans alike, we must bring unity and harmony back to our lands. I can only trust that our continued efforts will bear fruit. If Enki wills it, we shall prevail and see the sun rise on a new era of lasting cooperation between all peoples. This I know with utter certainty in my heart of hearts. We will track them down.
This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This audio drama is authored, edited, and produced by Mario Portella.